tell us the role that you play in Sister Act.
So I play Eddie Salva, or Steady Eddie as he's known in the show, who is the policeman. Now, if you know the film, you can probably remember a policeman that hides Dolores, but in the show, he's a little bit more featured, which is nice. So you get to have a little bit of an insight as to who he is as well.
Fantastic. So does the stage show stay true to the original film, or are there a few more twists and turns or a few more surprises in the stage?
Yes. So compared to the film, I think it's very true to the film. If you like the film, you're going to love the show, absolutely. The music is different, but the music in the show is written by Alan Menken, who's written lots of lovely stuff. He wrote the music for Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Disney version. Very, very talented, and the music's great. The actual show, you get to kind of explore some of the other characters outside of the nuns a little bit more. So everyone has a little moment to shine, which I think is great in our show. You get a little bit of taste of Eddie the policeman, or Curtis the gangster and his henchman. So you get to kind of explore the whole story, but it is still very, very true to the film, which I'm glad about because I love the film.
It's been a long time since I've seen the film. Now, I remember the music was all about soulful music. It was great music in that film, and it's what sold it. Are you doing the same songs in this, or are you going to throw in a few extras?
Yes, they are different songs. Now, they are different, but our Dolores, called Landy, really, she covered Dolores years and years ago when it was in the West End, originally here. And she met with Whoopi and they did a Dolores workshop years ago. So she really channels that Whoopi Goldberg energy. And she has such an amazing voice, just an amazing way of acting things as well. She's absolutely incredible. But yes, the music is different, but it's still, in my opinion, just as full of heart and love as the film.
You're doing your very best there not to do any spoilers, aren't you? I can tell.
I'm trying. I am trying my best.
Just remind us, what was the general gist of the film? We know it was nuns singing. Wasn't there something? It was a bit like Footloose back in the day, wasn't it? Where the authorities didn't want Kevin Bacon to dance. Is that the same thing with Sister Act, where the authorities, the church authorities, didn't want him to sing that way? Is that what it was?
Absolutely. So it's more kind of, you know, as a narrative, Dolores sees her boyfriend, who's a gangster, shoot someone. We hide her in a convent, and a way that I think Mother Superior wants to kind of control her, to give her something to do, is to put her in the choir. And through that, the choir then become, rather than singing the usual hymns, giving it the Benedicta, they then become very soulful, and rather than talking about Benedicta, they're talking about their booties. which I think obviously is something that our Mother Superior wants to stop, and it's very much trying to contain that. But the story's all about love, you know, and through the singing, she loves these nuns, and the nuns love her.
Oh, fantastic. Going back again to the film, it's only because I'm not seeing, because I know there's another, isn't there another tour? The West End version. Is it Ruth Jones in the other version?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm not seeing the stage version of this. So the only experience I've got to pull on is the original film from way back then. Just on the off chance, have you met anybody from the original film? Yourself, Alfie?
From the film?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. That's bad, isn't it?
That's
really
right.
Bad. No, I wish I did. No, I don't know anyone. The production that's going on in the West End, featuring Ruth at the moment, she was on our tour cast in Dublin, so we worked with Ruth before she joined the West End cast. And as it's the same production, our cast kind of, we know each other, you know, there's a lot of love there. We are one big family. But regarding the film, no, I haven't met Whoopi, unfortunately, which is You know, I'll keep my fingers crossed. And if you know her, please send her to Buxton.
Oh, yeah, because I know all the celebrities, me. Yeah.
Oh, well, get them in the opera house, please.
what are the sets like in your version, then? Is there a few set changes in this one?
Yeah. It's a really clever set, which is kind of... It has these pieces of set which are on wheels, which you can kind of wheel on and spin round, and that kind of shows you when we're outside and when we're inside, and when all of the set combined with the awesome lights and our sound design as well, it's really, really immersive. Like any touring production, it's hard to get a set in a van, you know, and travel it once a week. But how it's designed here is incredibly clever, and everything has a multi-use, you know. Without giving spoilers, there's smoke machines in desks, and there's things tucked away, and everything has its own like double use. It's very clever, cleverly well put together.
Oh, fantastic. So it's on at the Buxton Opera House between the 27th of May and the 1st of June. So get your tickets while you can. Just give us a headline then. Why should people come and see Sister Act at the Buxton Opera House with you and your team?
Well, on a side note, I did my first ever job at Buxton Opera House, so I am very, very excited to be back, and I can't wait for that. But come and see the show if you want to spend a couple of hours just to kind of let yourself free, have a good time, immerse yourself in some storytelling, and just to, you know, head bop and tap your foot. And just watch some awesome performances. There's some great performances from everyone in the show. There isn't a weak link. And I really, if you want a bit of fun and a bit of glitter and glamour.
Fantastic. Elfie, have a wonderful production. Give my regards to the team there on your show on the Sister Act. And also the team there at the Buxton Opera House. I'm sure it's going to be an absolute blast and a huge success. When you finish there, are you going around somewhere else with this? Is this a touring version as well, is it, or...?
So we're on tour. We're on tour till October. We've been on the road. I've been involved with Sister Act now for about a year. We do every week. So that keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
But I am really looking forward to Buxton. I mean, it's such a special place for me. And also, it's going to be my birthday while we're there. So,
oh, wow.
You know, full circle, my first ever panto at Buxton Opera House many years ago, and now I'm back for my birthday, so, yeah, looking forward to it.
Oh, well, happy birthday when it arrives, anyway.
Oh, thank you.
No worries. All right, thanks very much, Elfie.